Greetings in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The law of our land says that you must pay income taxes. The eternal God of heaven and earth said, ye must be born again. The vast majority of our citizens would not consider violating this law of our land. And yet the majority of this country, and even of the world, have never submitted to the necessary new birth or the spiritual birth from above as we find it in John's Gospel. It was the Lord Jesus himself who said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Let us pray. Our God and Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask your blessing upon all listening today as we praise you for the Lord Jesus who told us that we must be born again, and then through his own death, burial, and resurrection made it possible for lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinners to have spiritual life through the new birth, through receiving by faith the Lord Jesus as their Savior. We thank you, our God, that the gift of God is eternal life, and it's all through the Lord Jesus. And for all listeners today who have experienced the new birth and have the joy and the assurance from your word that they have eternal life, we give you thanks and ask your blessing upon them. And pray, Father, in the name of your Son and our Savior, that there might be a listener today who will say yes to Jesus. Lord God, I'll trust you as my Savior. I confess my sin and receive you by faith. May there be some who will do it even as this broadcast goes over the air today. For again, it's for him and in his name that we give our thanks. Amen. Thank you, Jay. May the Lord bless you for that singing. We trust that all who heard will be blessed of God. And truly, all of us who do know and love the Lord Jesus Christ know that he is great and can say from the bottom of our hearts, how great thou art. Over the past few weeks, we have been considering Christ and his church. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, we have repeatedly said that the church is that body of believers who have been saved by the grace of God, cleansed by the blood of Christ, and added by the Holy Spirit as they put faith in the redemptive work of the Son of God. The church of which we speak, the church about which we would refer to today, is not an organization. It's not a system. It's not a congregation on a particular corner. It's certainly not a building, but it is a group of blood-bought, born-again believers who have bowed the knee to him, who love him, and they are around the world and not in any specific locality. That is the church to which we do make reference. Now, we have seen in some of our recent considerations that the true body of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, has but one body. Now, as we look at the professing church today, this body appears to be divided. It's in all different types of segments. And this is the work of man. Man has divided artificially the body of Christ. But as our God looks from heaven, he doesn't see these divisions when he looks for the true body of Christ. He sees those who have been cleansed by his blood. While man looks on the outward appearance, man says, to what denomination or to what group do you belong? With what are you affiliated? God knows those that are his. The Lord knoweth them that love him, those who belong to him. And as he looks today upon this world, he sees one body, his church. Now, this is not said in a sectarian manner. This is said of all who know and love the Lord Jesus and are related to him through the blood of Christ, as by faith they have been born again and thus added to his church. So, I'd like to reemphasize the truth that Christ today, on this world, on this earth, has but one body, and they are those who are his. Now, the local church should give witness and expression and testimony to this universal truth. He has but one body. And yet every local congregation of believers should seek to give testimony to the truth. In other words, what is it that most frequently divides us? It's our names. We take all kinds of man-ascribed names, some after church organization or church doctrine, or some after godly men of past generations, and we say, well, I'm a follower of his, or I meet with that group that ascribes to certain church principles. Beloved, if we are going to give witness and evidence to the fact that we are members of the one body, the body of believers which Christ suffered and died and bled for, that body of believers which he loved and gave himself for, then we have no right to take for ourselves, as disciples of the Lord Jesus, any name except Bible names, any names except those that have been authorized in the Word of God. We're Christians. That is, those who know and love and follow him. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. We are saints by calling. We are believers. We are brethren, one with another in Christ. These names, and perhaps others that we find in the New Testament, are those names that should identify us as belonging to him, and no name that would separate us from other blood-bought, born-again children of God. Our blessed Master has but one body, one church, one bride. Soon he's coming back for it. And may by the grace of God, those listening today desire within their hearts to so live and identify themselves with him that the world can recognize born-again believers, Christians, wherever they may be. Yes, Christ has but one body and one head, and he's that head. Would you give him your allegiance, your love? Would you serve him? Would you trust him? Would you be saved today? Why don't you give your heart to him? As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Do it for his name's sake, and may the Lord bless you.